The saga over accident and emergency services in Hartlepool was set to rumble on this evening as an extraordinary council meeting was held to discuss the future of services in the town. The chamber only had room for 60 people, yet there were around 50 or 60 people waiting in the foyer being told they couldn't get into the meeting. That led the chair of the council, Carl Richardson, to propose adjourning the meeting for another time and finding a bigger venue.
Well, on reflection, yes, it certainly should have been a bigger venue, but I think, once again, it shows that the people of Hartlepool got great concern with the way the trust is going, the direction that the trust is going. So we're going to get a bigger venue and make sure that we can get everybody in.
Is this a bit embarrassing for the council?
Well, I think it's a lesson that we need to learn from. You see, normally when we have council meetings, we have maybe 10, 20 members of the public at the most. Obviously, this has been a major concern for people, but we have been trying to have health and scrutiny meetings where that is open to the public, and not only is open to the public, but people can actually participate in the discussion.
These people had been told they couldn't get in the meeting tonight.
Well, I believe it should have been called off, and let all the people that come on the march be able to go to a meeting. It's for everybody in the town, not for the elite.
Do you think it should have been held in a bigger venue from the start,
maybe? They should have done that. Definitely. They should have known from the beginning.
Definitely.
There's an awful lot of support against closing the A&E. There's an awful lot of support for retaining all hospital services within Hartlepool. And I think it's time that the council set up and listened to what the electorate want them to do, as opposed to just following their own party line.
Did you expect this many people to turn out for this tonight?
I'd hope there would be more. But we did have an idea that we wouldn't get in.
So do you think holding it in a bigger venue would have been a better choice from the beginning?
Of course it would. But this has been done deliberate as far as I'm concerned.
Well, I think it's a disgrace. I've had a lot of calls saying there were only going to be 60 places. And people have rung me and said I was going to go to the meeting, but I saw there was only 60 places, so I'm not going. So I said, oh, if you say that, nobody will be there, you see. So no, and then they were all here. And it's disgraceful, really. They should have anticipated a good crowd. They should have, you know, added at the town hall or somewhere where you can get in. I mean, they were furious, the people who couldn't get in.
It's hope tonight's extraordinary council meeting can be arranged in the next 3 weeks, possibly being held at the town's Borough Hall or New College of Further Education.